Well, I mean, you know this well, how long these kind of diplomatic negotiations often take. President Trump was telling European leaders what was discussed was Putin demanding control of Donetsk, a region in the east that his forces do not fully hold. And the UK estimates that taking that full area could be as long as another 4 years. Putin also is demanding Russian be an official language in Ukraine and something regarding Russian Orthodox churches. Did the U.S. accept all of what Putin laid out at that table?
The United States is not in a position to accept anything or reject anything because ultimately it's up to the Ukrainians. They're the ones that Russia has to make peace with.
Well, the president said he did come to some
agreements. It's up to the Ukrainians to make these conditions. Well, the agreements were that we were going to try to do things like, for example, get a leader, a leaders meeting. We have to make enough progress so that we can sit down President Zelensky and President Putin in the same place, which is what President Zelensky has been asking for, and reach a final agreement that ends this war. Now, there were some concepts and ideas discussed that we know the Ukrainians could be very supportive of in that meeting. I don't think we're not going to negotiate this in the media. I understand that everybody wants to know what happened, but ultimately there are things that were discussed as part of this meeting that are potentials for breakthroughs, that are potentials for progress. We'll be discussing that more in depth tomorrow with our European allies, with the Ukrainians that are coming over. We'll be discussing all of these things because ultimately we do need to find areas where we're making progress and try to begin to, you know, narrow the gap between the two sides. But there's a reason why this war has been going on for 3.5 years, and that is when it comes to the big issues here, there are still some big differences between both sides. Let's see how much progress we can continue to make. It's not been easy, but it's something the president's made a priority, peace. And he deserves a lot of credit for that.